Good morning. Our scripture reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13 through chapter 5, verse 1. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with scripture, I believed, and so I spoke, we also believe, and therefore we also speak, because we know that the one who raised Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and will present us with you in his presence. Indeed, everything is for your sake, so that grace, when it has extended to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away. Our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For our slight momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. Almighty God, thank you indeed that some things will never fade away. One of them is your word. Your word we can depend on, your word that is relevant even today, your word that is guiding us through this journey through life. Thank you for the opportunity to meet together in your presence today and to listen to your word, to find encouragement, to be challenged. And Father, my prayer is that your word will indeed transform our hearts and our minds. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the concept of branding has changed quite a bit, you know, over the years. 100 years ago, a brand was an identifying mark that you burned on livestock, remember? You could look at a cow and see that it came from, say, the South Fork Ranch. Remember the South Fork Ranch in Dallas? Or maybe the Dutton Ranch. You're more familiar with the Dutton Ranch?
Yes,
okay. So now, in any case, a brand is a term. It's a design. It's a symbol that separates one product or company from another. We don't see South Fork as much as we see Apple and Amazon. And today, brands are for consumers and not for cowboys. So you have Google and you have Amazon and Apple and Tesla and Netflix and Airbnb and Facebook and Starbucks, all top brands that have been burned into our brains over the last number of years. But these brands are more than simply well known. For instance, McDonald's is not on the list of top brands, even though we all know about McDonald's. And we see the golden arches, which is a universal symbol. ExxonMobil is a very well-known brand. It has a recognizable logo, but it's not included in the top brands either. Now, what they say is that the top brands today, like Apple and Google and Amazon and some others, have the power to connect deeply with people and bring about change. That's what makes them a powerful brand. They can influence the direction of larger culture and make an impact on the way other businesses think and operate. Those are the brands that matter most today. For instance, Amazon has fundamentally shifted the way we buy stuff. And it consistently gets people excited about spending their money. Apple is the world's most valuable company and also one of the most beloved due to its gorgeous products, intuitive services, and because it's cool, you know? Apple is cool. Starbucks is more than a coffee shop. Beyond home and work, it is a third place where community is created in unexpected ways. Not the experience I had, by the way, at Terminal B at LaGuardia the other day, but, you know, that, in any case, is their motto. That's what they want to achieve. So all of these brands connect deeply with people, and more than that, they bring about change. They exert an influence on the entire world. So how about the Christian brand? I mean, our cross is recognizable on church buildings around the world. Many of us put symbols of our faith on our cars or clothing, jewelry. Some people even get cross tattoos. The Christian symbol is burned into skin. I guess you could say that they are literally branded by the brand of Christianity. The sad thing, though, is that our Christian brand is suffering. The sexual abuse of children, financial scandals, political posturing, moral lapses by church leaders. This past week, a story broke about the pastor of the Gateway Mega Church who was accused of past sexual abuse of a 12-year-old girl. And these things have caused many people to turn away from the faith. According to the Center for American Progress, Christianity has become associated with intolerance, bigotry, anti-intellectualism, exclusion, rigidity, stinginess, lack of compassion. I don't think that's the message we want to be sending. So we need to go back to our roots and we need to reclaim our brand. And fortunately, the Apostle Paul can help us with that. As much as anyone else, Paul helped to establish the Christian brand way back in the first century. He didn't have a cross tattooed on his bicep, but he did represent and present the message of the cross as the power of God. He says, the message of the cross is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. He says, the message of the cross is the very power of God. And he believed that Christ died for our sins, as the scriptures say, that he was buried and was raised to life on the third day, as the scriptures say. And so for Paul, the cross is not a sign of weakness. Instead, it shows the power of God. On the cross, Jesus died for our sins. And then he was raised from the dead to new life. And what happened on Good Friday and Easter was more world-changing than anything developed by Apple or Amazon. But that's not all. In his second letter to the Corinthians, in verse 14 of our scripture passage for this morning, it says, we know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus. The message you want to hear when someone you love passes away. It promises that God is going to raise us up. We will experience resurrection right along with Jesus. We will be raised from the dead and enjoy eternal life with him. Through the power of God, we are part of a brand, the eternity brand. Let me see, has any one of you ever worked in advertising? But let's say you're an advertiser. Don't you think that you would be excited to develop a multimedia campaign around this brand, the eternity brand. I mean, you've got all the pieces in place. It promises to connect deeply with people because people want to be secure in the afterlife. It brings positive change. It exerts an influence. Paul says, for this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. So we're talking about a glory that will last forever. Not even the most innovative companies can promise you a product that even comes close. And Paul knows there's no competition. Why? Because everything in this world will eventually pass away. From Apple iPhones to Tesla cars. He says our outer nature is wasting away. Because you see, everything around us eventually will crumble. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see will last forever. Especially our bodies, I mean, our outer nature. As you're sitting here, you are gradually dying. But he says, we do not lose heart, for we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God Himself, and not by human hands. And that's a brand I believe we can trust. That is an eternal brand. But I want to unpack this just a little bit further, and I want to share two characteristics of God's eternity brand. What is this brand all about? It's not about high-tech phones or luxury vehicles. It's about invisible power, and it's about eternal life. And these are qualities that people, by the way, are craving, and that the Christian faith can provide. Because who doesn't want to have power? Who doesn't want to live forever? So, for starters, Christianity, our faith in Jesus, offers us invisible power. I don't know if you've ever read the novel or maybe you watched the movie, The Little Prince. But there's a line that goes, it's only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. What is essential is invisible to the eye. You have to see it with your heart. And that's what Paul's talking about here in Corinthians. I mean, think about it. What is essential is invisible to the eye. Your love for your family members and friends. Justice and righteousness and how you deal with others. Belief in the power of forgiveness, when you offer forgiveness or when you receive forgiveness. The fruits of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You can't perceive any of these qualities with your eyes, can you? You can't see them with your eyes. But you see them clearly with your heart. And you know how essential they are. Much more important than anything you can purchase. What do you think our quality of life would be without them? Or if we would lose them? What would it be like to be without love? To be in a world where there's no justice or righteousness, or where there was no possibility of forgiveness. Have you ever thought about what life would be like without love and forgiveness? Don't you think sexual abuse and financial scandals and political posturing would be even worse than they already are? What would it be like to get up in the morning without the possibility of joy or peace or patience or any kindness or generosity or faithfulness, gentleness or self-control? We know we need them, every one of them, even though we cannot see them. Fortunately, our Christian faith gives us access to these invisible powers. We're able to love each other because God first loved us. We act with justice and righteousness because our God is a just and righteous God. We believe in forgiveness because Jesus died to offer us forgiveness and free us from sin. And we're able to show the fruits of the Spirit because the Spirit is always working through us. And so Paul says, we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see are here today and they're gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see now will last forever. And that's the blessing of faith in Jesus Christ. The good news is that our Christian faith gives us invisible powers to face the many challenges of life. But not only that, it also assures us of a place in God's eternal kingdom. The promise of eternal life. That's why it's not a temporary brand like all the top corporate brands today. It's an eternity brand. And Paul writes to the Corinthians and he says, we know that our body, the tent we live in here on earth, will be destroyed. But when that happens, God will have a house for us. It will not be a house made by human hands. Instead, it will be a home in heaven that will last forever. So when these bodies of ours are taken down like tents, when they folded away, they will be replaced by resurrection bodies in heaven. God made, not handmade. And this is all made possible by the resurrection of Christ. And this is at the heart of our Christian faith. This focus on eternal life. It assures us that nothing in all creation, not even death itself, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And by the way, I need that. I need that. I need the stability of God's promises. I mean, everything around us is constantly changing. And the pace of these changes, I mean, it's incredible. And no institution or corporation can give you the stability that you need in life. Because they're here today and they're gone tomorrow. Pan Am, Circuit City, Toys R Us, Woolworths, Blockbuster, so many more. They have all disappeared. They may once have been brands that mattered, but now they're gone. And so in the face of economic change, we need the eternity brand. In the face of cultural transformation, we need the stability and the endurance of the eternity brand. We need God. We need the rock on which our hope and our lives are built. We're talking about an eternity brand, a brand that connects deeply with people who want to live with faith and love. People who know that the choices they make in this life are going to have eternal consequences. It brings about change. It inspires people to work hard to transform the world as it is into a world as it should be. building God's kingdom. And it shapes the history of the larger culture by giving people a vision of God's heavenly kingdom, where justice will be real, where injustice and war are replaced by righteousness and peace. That is what God offers to us through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Invisible power and eternal life. That's at the heart of our brand as Christian believers. And it's an eternity brand. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, so often we get caught up in the here and the now and the things we see and the things we believe will make us happy or give us meaning, but it's all just things. And they can be here today and they can be gone tomorrow. May your Spirit enable us to see the things that cannot be perceived with our eyes, but are seen with our hearts. Things that will last forever, love and forgiveness and peace and all those things mentioned. And thank you that for those who do believe in Christ, that this life and what we see and experience here is not all there is. There is a life with you in your kingdom that will last for eternity. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for salvation through our faith in Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.